It was the season of nightingales. Our May songstress, diva of the Cannes Film Festival. The olive groves were aflame with red poppies, while on high, in the canopies, the trees were shedding their minuscule petals, floating earthwards they were, falling like grains of sand. The days had grown so hot, so rainless, that it might have been midsummer. Our nights, stars bright and low in the heavens. Guests were with us, business colleagues who had flown in to attend the festival. I was lost in a world of my own, preoccupied, drifting through the greater part of the days in the shade, at the table beneath the Magnolia grandiflora, downloading photo images from my laptop onto discs. I had only days earlier returned from strife-torn Israel and Palestine, the last ports of call on the first half of a solo round the Mediterranean journey. War was looming once more in those Middle Eastern territories. I had sensed the itch of it during my travels, rubbed up against its steel edge. The news coming out of Lebanon seemed to confirm the world's worst fears. I had made good friends over that way, found perhaps the oldest living trees on the planet there. I was fretting for their safety. The last invader on my mind was the Bactrocera dacus olea. June. Wrong time of year to travel. Best to sit it out. Take time. Relax. Days among the trees. Earth digging in the greenhouse. Cane cutting for tomatoes. Yes. Pass the summer on the farm. Set off again when the leaves are golden, gathering the threads in the autumn. White box-shaped monitoring traps were being unloaded. Michelle had collected them from Nice. Now they were being hung by quassia on the outer branches, south side of the olive trees in the lower groves. They exuded a scent, a pheromone, these inanimate boxes, masquerading as female olive flies, luring the unsuspecting male. It alerted the farmers to the insect's flight path. As soon as the first sighting was recorded, it was essential to bring out the spraying machines, go to work, zap. I stared down the terraces at the traps, motionless in the beating, windless heat. They might have been party lanterns, these traps for randy flies. I was bowing to the majority, my husband Michel and our loyal Algerian Arab gardener of 16 years, Mr. Quashia, were urging me to accept the treatment of the trees. The olives must be protected if we are not to lose everything again. Bactrocera dacus olea, the dreaded mouche d'olive, the olive fruit fly, we had nicknamed it dacus, remained an undefeated enemy. It has no natural predators in Europe. Feed them to the nightingales, I joshed. Almost invisible, these insects appeared with the first heat, and laid their eggs within the soft, delicate flesh of the olive pit, the developing droop. We had lost our entire crop 2 winters back due to my stubbornness, my refusal to kill them off with insecticides, the men reminded me. The previous season had yielded a feeble return, so we had experimented with bottle traps, but these had proved unsuccessful. It is frequently the case with olive trees that one year they deliver bumper crops and the following lesser quantities. This autumn was promising a bumper return. It's foolishness, Carol, to risk it.